I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carlin the Bot. It is 7:05 this morning at March the 19th. We're quickly going through March. That means in less than a month, your taxes are due. Your taxes were due, a month from last Thursday.
You know, that makes somebody, like, in the morning, instead of reaching and yawning and going, oh, they...
No, it just makes them jump around, makes them hop around the bed, really, is what it happens.
Reality.
Okay, so our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live, I think, on KCNR 1460 chat room.
It's Monday morning, of course. So we're, after several local programming shows on the weekend.
We're always trying to adjust.
Yeah, that's right. It feels good to say.
We're also streaming live video, too, at livestream.com/freefireradio.
We've got a lot of stuff to cover today as we go through the weekend.
And, of course, but let's just start off like we always do with Bad Bomb.
And just a engineering note, we are restarting our streaming system. Looks like Windows did another update. And you know,
okay, I was just wondering because I couldn't get into it.
So here's the question. When we're gone and Windows does an update, just out of curiosity, when Windows does an update, we're gone.
Somebody has to push the button.
All right, so there's a so that's just for online here. That's not the live streaming.
No.
That's just for going to.
No, that's live streaming.
Okay. The signal that goes out on the computer. Yes, the computer has to be restarted when this happens.
Okay, speaking of restarting, let's restart today. Okay, Bad Bob, did you have a nice weekend?
Quite good. Game feed was excellent. And, of course, we're starting to move.
That's right. See, you know, if Bob seems a little, you know, distracted, it's because they're moving into their new home. Congratulations. It's
Congratulations.
A great place. He's got property. He can get into this doomsday prepper stuff. In fact, he's already building a bunker, aren't you? Go on, say it. It's true, isn't it?
No bunker.
No bunkers, but you're getting ready, aren't you?
The house sits on what amounts to one great big rock. No bunkers are planned without use of jackhammers and such. No.
I see. But are you going to be prepping out there?
No.
I don't believe you. But speaking of somebody I believe all the time, it'll be, and we'll talk to Linda before Wells Fargo comes on. Is you, do we prep?
I really want to do a big shout out. You know, we talked about this on the air Friday. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and I promised it didn't go through with, you know, actual procedure. And then Friday morning, as many of you know, I called in while I was there, and I actually went through the procedure, woke up at 8:15, felt really alert with the new stuff that they're doing. Dr. Danuka, the folks at Reading Endoscopy Center, I never have had this much incredible team, great energy, positive energy. I can't say enough. So thank you to the staff and the team and to Dr. Danuka at Reading Endoscopy Center. I mean, if you have to do it, which everyone should. And you know what we found out is that our insurance covered most of it, if not all of it, because of the fact that it is preventative. And they'd rather have you look and go for it now than to wait. So for those of you, and they encourage anybody over the age of 50 to go and just get it done. So I want to do a shout out. And then, of course, Saturday night we went to the game feed, the wild game feed, never been. Sheriff Pasenko came through and was selling tickets. was an incredible experience. Anderson Rotary proceeds went to a lot of the scholarship funds in Anderson. We love this community, and which throws me right into our segue into Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo moment. Wow, it's a crazy time. Susan, share with our listeners here on KCNR 1460 what's going on.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points at 13,221. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1,405, and the NASDAQ Composite is down fractionally at 3,054. Active stocks this morning, Bank of America is trading positive 14 cents at $9.94. Citigroup's up 95 cents at $37.64. Sprint Nextel down 9 cents, trading at $2.80. Local stocks of interest, Costco's down 61 cents at $89.83. Walmart down 19 cents, trading at $60.66. Target off 26 cents at $58.15. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.32%. And for commodities, gold is up $1.90 at $16.57 per ounce. Silver's off a penny at $32. Crude oil trading up 64 cents at $107 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan Eastman. Of course, it's our Wells Fargo market in the moment.
It's market minute. It's yes. Monday through Friday from 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. We can't say enough about them.
Well, obviously, again, we were saying it's Monday morning, so stay with us. We're plugging this in and plugging that in and trying to figure out what's going on here. We love you guys. Chatpak, we want to engage with you. We've got some great guests coming up. It is Monday the 19th. At 7:11 in the morning, currently 34 degrees here on KCNR 1460.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, land of KCNR. The North State, 7:14 in the morning here at 14:60 a.m., 34 degrees outside. Looks like we're going to have a partly sunny day with the temperatures reaching to 56, 60% chance of rain likely tonight with temperatures plummeting to around 41 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Ugh, could you believe? I mean, we have Italian cypresses on the side of our house. We didn't plan them. That's how it came. But, boy, those things were bending. The winds were incredible yesterday. I don't know. We'll probably find out. What were the gusts? The gusts went up to I'm not sure what, but that was pretty incredible. This day in history, you know, today is March 19th, and this is known as St. Joseph's Day, which those little birds known as swallows traditionally return to the Mission San Juan Capistrano in California.
Is that the aspirin guy?
Aren't you supposed to take
the children's aspirin, guys?
Oh, you know what? Those were dangerous. As far as I'm concerned, those were dangerous. Because remember, they were orange-flavored and they tasted good? You just wanted to eat a lot of them. Then your mom would slap your face and make you drink soapy water till you threw it up.
Didn't mean to derail you there.
I don't have great thoughts about St. Joseph's because I remember that.
Well, this is in Mission San Capistrano, of course. It's a beautiful area. Every March 19th since 1776. What does that ring a bell?
Well, it could be the revolution.
With very few exceptions, the birds came back to usher in spring. It's spring. This is what they do. This is a beautiful time. This is the representative of a spring. Where are the swallows? So while they return, it's an annual tourist attraction. Some in the community have gotten a bit fed up with the mess left behind when the birds migrate in the fall, which is October 23rd, St. John's Day. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. There's other harbingers of spring, too, besides the swallows coming back.
What?
Outdoor keggers begin. They go on the beach. You can follow them from fire to fire. And you know that spring is there because the keggers are out there.
Oh,
it's
really?
The beach of discarded clothing, yes.
Is that just something you made up, or did you read that, or you just wanted to make a funny?
I just made that up.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I do want to talk, Carl Bott.
I do want to talk a little bit about the wild game feed. Now, if this is our first time there for the wild game feed, somehow we've always missed it. And you go there.
Is it a one beano night or a two beano night?
I tell you what, you can't imagine. Dennis Patterson is there, of course. Dennis is a great
cooking,
great at cooking, but he's also a super member of the community, Anderson Rotary, and. Of course, the great sponsor here. But we walk in and he says, "I have these sausages made of, and I think it was elk and wild pig and venison or something like that." And they were just outstanding. And then there was, my friends, if you've never tasted elk or venison or different ways you can cook it, and the wild pork, they took six of them off this one ranch. We met the couple that owns the ranch, and really nice people. Took six of the pigs off their ranch, and we discussed about how these hogs are coming in. It's a bad acorn year, and how they are just destroying the property in many places because they don't have food. So they're just rooting everything up.
We had the best tamales, and I think they were
out of the wild pork. Out of the wild pork.
Amazing.
And speaking of, this is time that we need to say a shout-out to Kim Chamberlain.
Yes.
Kim,
you are in our,
thoughts and prayers, and we love you, and we're so happy that you're well. And the fact is that the biggest hit of the wild game feed was your pork, the Miss Kim teriyaki pork.
Yes, it was.
That you made, and it was just outstanding. But our main thoughts are with you, and that we hope to see you soon.
Well, we kept the hearing.
You know, here's a true patriot.
Oh, she is a true patriot.
A true patriot who just does so much for the community and so much for people, and a genuinely really, really nice person. One of those people that you just want to have in your life.
And spearheads so many things and such a veteran advocate. I mean, she, when you think of veteran advocates, the first thing that pops into your head is a few faces. She's probably number one on the list of somebody who's just tirelessly has put her stuff behind veteran causes, the Igo Cemetery.
Wreaths Across America. That was Miss Kim. That was Kim Chamberlain who did that, and
the Korean
who
events.
Started it. And yeah, of course, all the Korean events. But Korean, you know, she's behind, you know, the Korean American Day and all these. It's just, she's just a wonderful, wonderful mm-hmm. person. And we think of you all the time, and we send you our love and our best get well wishes. We're gonna take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot. It's March 19th. It's a Monday. So, you know, we're revving up here. We're going to have Brian Dahl is going to be on at 8 o'clock. And he's running for the Assembly District against Rick Bassetti. And it gives you a chance to ask him some questions, ask him who he is. Because, again, we get into name recognition, and we need to be able to talk. And we know something about the candidates before we vote.
And coming up, one of my very special favorite people, and Carl's too, is Barbara Harrison. We're going to be talking about Make-A-Wish, a huge event that's happening here in the North State. We try to keep you informed. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, we're walking on sunshine here. That's right. Let's get some hot stuff going here, Bad Bomb. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:23 in the morning. Phone line's here at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have had that place since 1985. You can't get better work done in this town when it comes to sharpening. Saws, knives, router bits, shapers, your garden equipment, and, of course, they make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. What can I say about them? They just absolutely guarantee their work, and they're great people. Give them a phone call at 530-365-1479 or just drop down and see them at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson. That's R&B Sharpening.
Currently 7:24 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. March 22nd, mark it in your calendar. This Thursday and Friday, we are going to be having a huge event from Make-A-Wish. And with us this morning to tell you all about it, Barbara Harrison. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning.
Oh, good.
Good
okay.
morning, everybody on the air.
You are so sprightly this morning.
We were talking about just the great energy running through your bones. So tell us about what's going on.
Well, this is our annual, the biggest fundraiser Make-A-Wish puts on locally. Last year we had an astounding amount of $140,000 for 2 days. Amazing. Absolutely
amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
The people in this town are just amazing. They support Make-A-Wish. They believe in what we do, which is pretty phenomenal. So we're there from Thursday 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Friday, the same hours, we have all the DJs from Results Radio, which is our main sponsor. They picked this up 13 years ago, and we're flying with it. So it's been good.
Do Billy and Patrick, like, stay all day long?
No, they stay their regular shift on Thursday, and then their regular shift on Friday, and then they come back Friday afternoon to close it out because we have a big, huge, you know, lots of money coming in towards the end, and that's when we get our brand total.
So is this where they make
their... But the other DJs come in during the day from all the stations.
So for people who have not been before perhaps are driving through and say, I've got to go to the mall, what are they going to see?
They'll walk in and they'll see three radio stations set up for all the three stations up there that participate in it. They're going to see a huge silent auction that we run for 2 days, which is pretty successful. We have a lot of sponsors come down and get on the air and interview and talk with people. And we have the kids come down that have already had interviews and taping up at the studio. And those are running during the week. But those kids will also be there. And other Make-A-Wish kids come down and just talk to people and are there to help us. And it's a very inspiring thing to see them because far too believing, it's not all... where they're terminal. They're not. They just needed a little help to guide them along their method of treatment. And a lot of them are doing quite well.
So they make a wish, and they're granted, some of them are granted their wishes.
Exactly.
And then, of course, they're able to help be cured and to have a successful life. You've got several stories like that. We also know that Kevin Sharp is a Make-A-Wish kid, and he's got an incredible story. But Barbara, you're so involved with the community. I met you through Make-A-Wish.
Correct.
And I would say, of all of the charities that you're super involved with, this is probably
is my baby.
Your pet.
Yeah.
This is your pet project.
28 years worth.
From prior moving to Reading.
Exactly.
So what do you hope for this year? Give us a goal. Give us, if one is driving, if one's in and out going to work or we're getting ready to go to work and they're thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do this month as far as maybe tithing or their charity. You know, everybody thinks like each month they can have a lot of whatever that is, an allotment. Encourage us.
Well, the thing about Make-A-Wish is we do help the kids, and that's what it's all about, and they all have different stories and different wishes. But when they get this wish, it's like a whole new energy goes through their body. It truly does. They're so hyped for this wish, and they're so hyped to feel better and get along with their family better, and the family gets along with everybody better. I mean, it's just like a little magical, you know, boost in the arm. To get involved with Make-A-Wish, you can volunteer. It doesn't cost you a dime. You can be part of us, one of us, or you can participate monetarily.
Tell us again, how do we, it's going to be?
This Thursday and Friday.
This Thursday and Friday at
Mount Shasta Mall, right outside of Penny's, inside the mall.
And starts?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. And so you can
just
stop
by. Oh, my God,
by.
It's killing me, but we're doing it.
It's 6 a.m., and it goes throughout the day.
Yes, till 5 or 6.
Till 5 or 6, and then it's on Friday the same way.
Right.
And then you can just stop by and, you know, drop off donations.
Sign up for the Siloxion auction.
Sign up for the Siloxion auction. There's lots of stuff. But it begins this week.
Yes. And if you just quick reminder here, I'm sorry, I don't know how much time we have,
but
when you sign up for something, we hope that you come back on Friday around 5 o'clock and pick it up, so I don't have to take it home and call you and tell you to come to my house and get it. But we really like people
there?
To come back at five. Oh my gosh, we have got some.
Give me
awesome
the best thing. Just best thing we got.
Oh,
left,
we got a left. We've got a fat tire bicycle that was donated to us. We've got probably 4 or 5 different trips locally, mm-hmm. cabins up in the mountains and that
ooh
sort of thing. Yeah, really.
So those
some good
are
stuff.
Those are silent auctions.
Yes.
All right. So you got
that's all we do is a silent.
So you
got
to come back at 4 p.m. and go poof, whatever it is, I'm going to up it.
But then the funny thing is, we've had a wonderful playhouse donated to us by these people here, a restoration company and a construction company, mm-hmm. and we're raffling this off, 3 tickets for $5.
Great.
And that'll be raffled off that Friday afternoon as well.
Well, good. We'll see you Friday at the mall. We'll come out.
Thursday and Friday,
yeah,
starts at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And goes till 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. That's
Make a wish.
We'll be right back after the news.
Yeah, we'll show this.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading week with stocks little change. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points. The NASDAQ is posting modest gains. The owner of the New York Mets have reached a settlement with the Bernie Madoff trustee Irving Picard. The baseball club owners have agreed to pay $162 million. Jury selection was set to begin today in the civil trial over fictitious profits. The lawsuit was seeking to recover as much as $386 million. It was the first of hundreds of cases set to go to trial to recoup money lost in the biggest investment fraud in history. And Apple plans to return to shareholders some of its nearly $100 billion cash stockpile. The tech giant will use $45 million towards a quarterly dividend and stock repurchase. Shareholders can expect a payout of $2.65 a share. Apple also plans to buy back $10 billion of its own stock. The repurchase will kick off in September. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get all the service you need and save money on gas. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver Package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips, pays out the top 6 overall scores. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Or, better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. ByStar Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. ByStar Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. ByStar Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at bystarbank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:34 in the morning, March the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get in our chat room, as many of you have. I haven't had a lot of time here to play, guys. But I see Fargy and Philip Smith and John and many others. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew at the Crown Motors Reading. If you get your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership, serving Reading, of course, and has been here for a long time, they think of the community first. And that's why, you know, when you think about buying spending a lot of money on something big, you want to talk about keeping it local with the taxes and people that work here and all that. So Crown Motors is one of those places you should be thinking about. They have a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, and they take pride in what they do and how they serve you. That's Crown Motors right here in Reading. Oh, and now...
You have the mic.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we've got so many people in here and no mic, but wait a minute. Here you go.
Okay. Well, here we go. All right, guys. You know, we've got so much going on. Of course, this is March, and we're doing fundraising, and we are your community radio that talks about so much that's going on with the North State. UPREP has a fabulous event that's coming up this March 22nd. It's at the Gaia Hotel, and it's called An Evening of Futuristic Fun. With us this morning is Diane Herner. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Molly Schlange?
Schlange.
Good morning. See, I should have asked that. I'm sorry. Molly's on the board.
I am, and I'm also on staff.
And Sandy Maston, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having
okay.
me.
Okay, well, you know what? The community, we love this community so much that anyone that chooses to make their home in a place, it's very important to hear about, be involved in the community. Let's talk about, of course, we just think the kids that come out of UPREP and the whole body of UPREP is really outstanding. So the auction this Saturday, give us some information about the auction and the event.
Well, the auction is this Saturday, March 24th, and our theme is Into the Future. It starts at 5:00 at the Gaia Hotel. And we'll have casino-style gaming. We have a silent auction. We have a live dessert auction that gets pretty competitive. And we have a live auction. And then we're having a great band where Clear Cut will be playing around 9:30.
That should be fun.
It's a great time.
And, you know, this is a first-class, amazing event. This is our fourth annual event. Diane Herner has chaired this for the last 4 years. It's her vision to keep this a community event that draws from the greater community. You know, UPREP students come from Tehama, Trinity, and Shasta County. It's not just a neighborhood school. It's your community school that's going to serve our student body that will propel them into the future, and we hope to send every student from UPREP straight to a college. That's
well,
our culture.
Your poster is incredible, and it just I think a lot of people will look at things and think about what kind of event is this, and the poster shows, obviously, that there's been a lot of thought put into it, and we know how important the student body at UPREP is only as good as their teachers and the parents that really get behind the education and the future of our future leaders of America, is how I look at that, how and their education and their involvement. So into the future, tell us the funds. It's a UPREP auction for UPREP, a silent live and dessert auction, a gaming, that's always fun, and dinner. The proceeds go into...
We go right back to the students as to enhance our already dynamic programs. We help fund college site visits. We help fund some of the academic programs such as plays for the English department, calculators for the math department.
Translators for the Latin department?
Well, I hope so. Come back. What else have we funded the last year?
We've funded a lot of the groups help raise money for themselves. So a lot of the athletic groups have raised money for equipment, for uniforms. We've done a workshop for the teachers that Molly can talk about.
Yeah, we do. A lot of our proceeds will go to kind of underwrite some of these programs that are very expensive, because you know that education has faced big cuts in the last several years. And so I know technology, we've helped to add technology to classrooms, better improve technology. We've also added athletic equipment, like Diane said. The dance program at UPREP is dynamic. We've been able to purchase lots of different uniforms and costumes for the dance program for our dance shows. In addition, kind of the list goes on and on, things like you know, extra kind of supplemental curriculum for the different instructional areas.
Well, you know, the thing about education is over the years, the parents in the community have been called on more and more and more to provide for their students. And where before it used to be as part of it. With the music program, you had instruments, and with all, you know, the theater, you had all the costumes already and all this. And things have changed. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this. The poster itself is of a rocket ship that's heading into the future. And did you have it? Was it designed by your students here? Or
Actually, no. We had one of our parent volunteers who's a graphic artist.
Is that right?
Is it Red Bike Design?
Yes,
John Tonkin. He does a fabulous job for us every year.
It does. It's of a rocket ship of almost something like you would see out of the 50s, except brought up into time here. You know, we're talking with UPREP here about this big, big night they have, an evening of futuristic fun. We'll be right back.
Gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows, or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green, interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware, and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221 221-
5868. Why not get the best?
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Boss, 7:45 in the morning, March the 19th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about Joe and Shelley? They've had that business for 35 years. They have helped our community in 1,000 different ways. Finest coffee and coffee beans and teas that you can imagine, Espresso Joe's, and the best walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley support our community, support the schools, support our, you know, just everything that's going on. People of integrity and honesty, and you cannot beat the prices that you're going to get there anywhere in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. On our show right now, in this segment, we have the UPREP Education Foundation. We have Diane Herner and Molly Schlangy, of course, I knew that, and Sandy Maston.
Thank you.
They are here to talk about Into the Future with UPREP, an evening of futuristic fun. And does this mean that we chase each other around with paintball guns and shoot each other? Or it's probably not like that, right? No.
No, okay. It's not, unless you're wearing a cocktail dress.
Unless you're wearing. Okay, now this is going to be on Saturday, March 24th at 5 p.m. at the Gaia Hotel there in Anderson. They're going to have dinner, gaming, silent live, and dessert auctions. And look, I know these dessert auctions get pretty, pretty rowdy there because everybody wants that apple pie or strawberry cheesecake. So you have that. And they're going to have live music featuring the band Clear Cut. So how do we get tickets for this?
You can purchase tickets at uprepauction.com. You just go click on registration, and you can pay for your tickets online and put all your information in and with your guests, the whole everything right then. Right there.
Okay. The you know, one of the things that's happened is the economy has tightened up, and we can talk about why that has, but not now. What ends up happening is it starts squeezing those programs, some of the programs, really hard. You know, you don't want to touch, you know, the math and all these, but all those periphery programs, which are just as important, but when it comes down to squeezing them, that's what happens. So what you all are doing is to help keep those programs at full strength. And again, it comes from the community, it comes from the parents, and it comes from the kids raising the money. Is this correct?
That's well correct. Said.
We do actually use those proceeds to help underwrite some of our athletic programs, some of our extracurricular and co-curricular instruction, such as dance, drama, music, art. Even science labs that are very expensive for some of those AP students. We teach AP biology, we teach anatomy and physiology.
And AP is
advanced placement.
Right.
So the students can take the AP test at the end of the course, and if they pass, most colleges and universities accept that for college credit.
And they'll be able to, so they won't have to take that credit then when they go to college.
That's correct.
And this is why this is really important, my friends, is this. Try and get, when I went to college, you could get a degree in 4 years. Try and do that now. It's almost impossible to get a degree in 4 years unless it's a 2-year degree. because you just can't get the classes to line up, so usually it takes them 5 years. So if they can come in with 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 classes already done, it helps them get out of college a lot faster.
That's correct. And it just, you know, the foundation works with the school. And, again, it's just to benefit our students and to underwrite those programs that are very expensive and costly to the school.
Well, now you also have to brag on your school because your school is like the top-rated school. Is that correct in the North State?
We're very proud of our school. We're proud of not only the students but the staff. Whenever I talk about UPrep, I talk about the passion of everybody involved at the school from the top down, and including our parents. You know, everybody has one common goal of seeing these students succeed, and they're going to pour their life into it day in and day out to make sure that happens.
But your test scores have been very, very good. I mean, it's been quantified. It's one thing to say, hey, we're the best, you know, because we go, hey, yeah, we're the best. But y'all's test scores and your placements have been the highest, too, isn't that? Isn't
that's
right?
True. Yes, we're very, you can we're say very
that.
Proud of
you
it.
Can say that out loud, that you're the best.
We can say
because
it out
it's
loud.
Been quantified. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
And that's one of the reasons that, I mean, we support, of course, all of our schools, but UPrep here as a charter school is kind of leading the way in way things can be done. And one of the reasons is because people like you all are here going that extra mile to raise the money to support your kids, to give them all of those chances. To give them every, you know, to let them look at different avenues and different venues.
Right. One of the things that this foundation does also that we didn't touch on too much is we underwrite college trips. We do take students in the fall and spring each year on tours of different UC, CSUs, and private colleges throughout the state. These trips are underwritten by the foundation, the Educational Foundation, to bring the cost down for every student who wants to go.
Well, I understand Bad Bob said he would volunteer to lead the tours to the top party schools in the nation here. probably you don't want him to do that, though. Okay. Hey, look, Diane and Molly and Sandy, you're the auction steering committee. Last thoughts here. What kind of great things you have?
I think a couple of items that we want to highlight. We have a great resort day on the lake that we're going to be auctioning off. We have an opportunity to purchase the first UPrep marquee gold brick because we have a future marquee reader board that will be out front of our school. This is the highest bidder of this gold brick will have their name engraved on it, which will then become the cornerstone for the future UPrep marquee. The lucky person who purchases this brick will also be recognized on the marquee itself with a banner that will hang in the gym throughout the 2012-13 year. So we have a lot of opportunities to have a lot of fun. One of the things I want to make sure that we conclude with, Carl, is that what the best and wisest parent wants for his own child, the community must want for all of its children. So that's what UPrep, the Educational Foundation, strives to do.
Super. And Diane, your fourth year, looking for the biggest yet?
Oh, yeah. This is it. We're going to go out strong this year.
That's good. Okay, thank you so much, ladies, for joining us for the Into the Future, an evening of futuristic fun for the UPrep auction for the betterment of the students there to make sure that they have all the tools they need to succeed in life. Thanks a lot for what you do.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artists can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR1460. Yeah, Carl Lindebot, what can I say? Good morning. Hey, you know what I like about those youth prep people? You know what? These are parents volunteering to help their kids. And I tell you, nothing against the other schools. We have some of the finest schools in the state are up here. But, you know, that charter school that UPrep is kind of like leading the way in a lot of these things. Their principal, Erin Stewart, is she is just, no nonsense kind of woman. I mean, she could have been a battalion commander. Easy. She goes, yes, we're not going to do that. She's not like that. I didn't mean it like that. But she is just somebody that really cares. And there's no nonsense in their approach to teaching kids.
Well, in the next hour, you know, we're going to bring you up close and personal with a gentleman who is running for District 2 supervisor. And so you don't want to...
He's running for the assembly.
Oh, what did I...
You said just... I know, we've been having so many supervisors. It's Brian Dahl. Who's running for the assembly seat that's been just the new assembly seat. Everything's been changed around. He's one of the ones that Pacetti is running on. I've got all this stuff written down like this. You know, and he's going to be on at 8 o'clock. We'll be talking to Brian when he comes in. You know, one of the things that happened over the weekend, though, and there's a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened over the weekend. But one of the things we heard Doug McConnell talk about Dr. Doug McConnell. He's been on our show several times.
Heart surgeon,
heads up the heart surgery unit
Shasta Regional.
And we heard him talk about Obamacare, about this new health care law. And I tell you what, you know, most of the time, you know, the audience kind of sits there until he said those words that since 1996, counting inflation, his pay has been cut 72% since 1996. And this is a heart surgeon. This is a guy that has to go to school, not just the medical school for 4 years beyond college, but another 12 years to learn his trade. And then he is at the age where he could retire, but he loved, you know, medicine to him is more than just a job. It's his life and all this. But he's had a 72% pay cut. 30% of those specialties like this, like heart surgery, are not being filled by Americans, or they're just going open. So you have to ask yourself, what is going on here? What is going on with our healthcare system that it's, you know, that you've got people being paid like this, and you go, well, you know, they're doctors, you know, they've been, you know, like they're overpaid, you know, blah blah. Well, no, they're not. And let me tell you something else. What's coming down the road is horrendous. And I just found some statistics today, and you can say, oh, statistics. Well, these are from NBC and the Washington Post, who you are not considered what you'd say the most conservative media outlets, especially the Washington Post and NBC. Their poll says two-thirds of the Americans polled say they hope the Supreme Court throws out the individual mandate on the entire health or the entire health care bill, but at least the individual mandate and then the entire health care bill. Then this new law has never had a majority of the United, of the American public in favor of it. And when Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass it to see what's in it, she wasn't kidding. And my friends, it's not going to get any better. It is going to be horrendous. It's going to cost us more than you'll ever know. And they say, well, we've already got socialized medicine. We have, you know, Medicare. Yeah, and what's happening? Doctors are refusing to take it. And Medi-Cal. And why are they? Because they're not getting paid. They're getting paid less. And it, you know, it's in the it takes forever to get paid. Or look at the VA. Okay, let's look at the VA. My care at the VA when I go in for my regular treatment is fine. It's good. Dump another 10,000 patients into this clinic. How about this? Dump another 2,000 patients on this clinic. And guess what? That 60 days I wait for a regular appointment becomes 90. Those operations that they do for older people takes forever. You know, you've got to take a look at this. You know, does the healthcare system need to be, do parts of it have to be changed? Yeah, but where does it say that 26-year-old kids need to be on your insurance? Where does, I mean, 26-year-old kids need to be on your insurance? We got to run. When we come back, Brian Dahl, running for assembly, will be our guest. We'll be right back.
Oh, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney won Puerto Rico to add 20 more delegates to a total that's more than his Republican rivals combined, and now it's off to Illinois, the Republicans' next big primary state. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Chicago.
Dave, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are crisscrossing the state. Romney ahead in the polls, stops in Springfield, Peoria, and Chicago.
I understand what it takes to make America the most attractive place in the world for entrepreneurs and investors and job creators. That's very different than anyone in this race.
Rick Santorum visits Dixon, Moline, and East Peoria.
We're going to show on Tuesday that the conservative movement in Illinois is alive and well.
Santorum cannot get 10 of the 54 delegates up for grabs tomorrow because he didn't collect enough signatures to get on the ballot in four congressional districts. Dave?
Jennifer, the soldier accused of going on the civilian killing spree in Afghanistan last week meets with his lawyer today, John Henry Brown.
I haven't talked to him on the phone about anything in specifics, so basically get the whole story.
Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales is in solitary confinement at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. A baseball team caught in a pickle over Bernie Madoff's massive fraud has settled out of court in their case. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live here in New York.
Day victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme accuse the New York Mets of knowing the convicted former money manager was a fraud and say they continued investments with him because of profitable returns. Now, just as a civil trial was getting underway, a $162 million settlement.
We are not willfully blind. We never was. We acted in good faith.
Mets owner Fred Wilpon saying he's happy to get the litigation behind him, but as part of the settlement, Madoff's victims won't see a penny from the Mets for 3 years, Dave.
And Jeff Apple's paying back investors, unveiling a quarterly dividend. The computer giant's worth more than any other company on Wall Street. Its stock is up about $7 more. It's surged 45% this year already. The Dow, though, is down 12. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by May 31st, 2012 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon just by using your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card linked to SpeedPass. Maximum 100 gallons per account eligible for rebate. Offer valid for only one account per person. Allow 90 days to receive rebates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
A deadly school shooting in France has led to security concerns across the country, and Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's monitoring live in London.
That's right, there's heightened security now at Jewish schools across France after a shooting at one by a gunman on a motorbike. Carnage is how one witness describes the scene. Now, the victims, three children and a rabbi who taught Hebrew at the school, reports say. France's president...
Tout doit être mis en œuvre.
Vowing the attacker will be found. Intolerance, Nicolas Sarkozy said, has no place in France. Two similar shootings last week in the same part of southwestern France left three soldiers dead. The U.S. ambassador to France today condemning the attacks as horrific, Dave.
Alistair, a Catholic priest is in custody in India facing crimes in the U.S.
The Reverend Joseph Panavelja Paul appearing in a New Delhi courtroom today, accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl when he was working at a Minnesota church in 2004. He'll be held in custody now, pending a formal U.S. request for his extradition. It could take up to 3 months. Jaipal arrested after Interpol issued an alert for his capture. The priest also accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a 16-year-old. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A bomb threat at the University of Pittsburgh has evacuated the 42-story Cathedral of Learning. Yuma County, Colorado's sheriff is in the air, surveying the damage a wildfire did, burning across 84 square miles.
Looked out and there was smoke everywhere and heard a knock on the door and the neighbor said we had to evacuate.
Well, he and the others forced from their homes in the small town of Eckley are now back at home, but two houses were destroyed. Using helicopters, airplanes, and crews on foot, the search is back on in South Georgia this morning for a hot air balloon pilot who disappeared in the clouds during a thunderstorm on Friday. He was taking up a group of skydivers and told them to jump out. They did and were safe. An updraft in the storm took him to 18,000 feet. He then lost radio transmission going back down at 2,000 feet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, all my Free Fire media, and Carl Lindabad, 8:05 in the morning, March the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Just go on there, listen to the show, and then it opens up the chat pack, and you just sign in. It doesn't have to be your real name. We usually know who you are because we have ways with software to track you back to your house, and we're taking pictures of you right now. We also are going out streaming live video over livestream.com/freefireradio.com, so you can then see who our guests are and see what Bad Bob looks like. And no matter how early it is in the morning, we face it. You should face it. He's showing himself right now. Good morning. Let's start. You know, do you want to do the? Let's start out with the weather, and then we go to our call. We've got Elizabeth is on the phone, but let's start with weather, and then we go to Elizabeth, and then let's just fire it up.
Currently 34 degrees here at KCNR downtown studios. We have a partly sunny day today, and that is not we. Yes, we do. Sorry about that, guys. Temperatures are going to be around 56 degrees. 60% chance of rain likely tonight with our temperatures around 41. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Don't forget, you too can see Ann Coulter. I think there's just a few tickets
this
left.
This week.
Friday night up at Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. I believe the first part of the evening, which is Ann Coulter book signing and meeting Ann, their tickets are left for her, 474-5546. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now, let's go live to the phones. Elizabeth, you are live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I always thought I was being spied on. I just didn't know it was Carl.
That's right, and I might say that's a very cute little dress you've got on there.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt, but nice try.
Oh, okay. I was trying to make it sound good. Okay.
I'm just glad you don't have the live cam on the weekend.
We can fix that. You know what? We may charge you more not to have a live cam.
There you go. I'm gonna be really nice to you so you don't do that.
Well, what's going on tonight?
Anyway, we are heavy into election season for the primaries, and for the next several weeks we have debates scheduled every Monday night. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church, and tonight we are going to have the California State Assembly District 1. And Mr. Dolly will be joining us, as well as Rick Bassetti, Charlie Hooper, Robert Meacher, and David Edwards. And the nice thing about tonight that should be kind of fun is we'll have two Republicans, a Libertarian, a Democrat, and someone from the Green Party. And we have a slightly different debate format than I think most people are accustomed to, and that is that we have the candidates ask each other the questions.
Oh, yeah. Wow. See, we like that, too.
Yeah. And who knows more about a candidate than their opponent?
Well, you know, Elizabeth, we're trying to do a wire diagram of everybody that's running.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I think we're behind, because now there's two people's names I didn't even recognize that are running.
Yeah, it's funny, because... Well, if you need me to send you a list, I will.
You know, not only if you could do that, is if you tonight could actually hand them out our cards and
absolutely
tell them to give us a call, we'd be more than happy to have them on
when all
the
candidates
show. Either call in or come in.
So, Elizabeth, time and place again tonight for
6:00, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
You know, people take shots at people that are in your organizations and Tea Parties, mm-hmm, and We the People and other organizations, but I don't see any other activities that are out there,
right,
that are, you know, putting together all the candidates so people can talk. And you don't have to be a Tea Party member to come to this.
No, not at all. And the nice thing is that we are providing a venue for not only the candidates but the public to get to know the people that are going to be on the ballot. And we also provide individual classrooms for each candidate after the debate so that the public can go into each of the individual classrooms and ask their own questions in a smaller format. And it's just an opportunity for people to be educated and to become aware,
yeah,
to not take advantage of this opportunity. Well, we have only ourselves to blame.
That's
with the
right
outcome.
Because we're throwing it out there, and we have people on. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. That's tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes,
and, of course,
you.
Somebody will be on the dais tonight is Brian Dolly, who will be with us this whole hour. But first, we have to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Susan Eastman. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks are appearing to take a breather after the big start this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 13,218. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 1407. And the NASDAQ's positive 9 points at 3,064. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $8.20, trading at $593.77. Qualcomm, positive 91 cents at $66.32. Microsoft, down 28 cents, trading at $32.32. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's down a dime at $60.75. Costco's off 52 cents, trading at $89.93. Safeway, down 33 cents at $21.84. Commodities have moved into positive territory. Gold's up $2 at $16.56 per ounce. Silver's up a penny at $32. Crude oil positive 71 cents, trading at $107 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06. Monday through Friday, and they are located at Park Marina Drive. Great people. If you want to know what's going on with the market, just give them a call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Brian Dolly here, who is running for the Assembly District in number 1. And as you just heard, there's like 5 of you all in this race, which is a surprise to me. I knew of 3. I didn't know the other 2 had opted in. It must have been at the last minute. The last minute. Okay, well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about just who Brian Dolly is. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say? Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. He does great work. A veteran that takes care of your windshield. Little chips up to cracks that are 24 inches long. Go down and see him at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call. 530-241-8373. He stands by his work. He's a good guy. We welcome our guest, Brian Dolly. Brian, who is right now is the supervisor in District 4 for Lassen County, is running for the first district assembly, the new district assembly here, and it sounds like it's got a pretty full field. Brian, good morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Carl and Linda. I appreciate the opportunity to get on your show and let people in the local area get to know me.
All right, so that's exactly what we'd like to do. Let's get that microphone up here.
You're tall. Sure. I had to get you in there. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go into the history of, tell us who you are.
Well, I'm a third generation farmer. My grandfather was a World War I veteran and had the opportunity to apply for a homestead, and he drew a homestead in Siskiyou County in the Tule Lake area in the 1930s. And that's what brought my family to California. In the 1940s, he purchased some land in Lassen County, which I farm today. I farm about 2,000 acres. I own a seed business. I'm married. I'm 46 years old. My wife is Megan, and I have three children, Chase, Reagan, and Rosalyn. I also, my grandfather started the wheat and potatoes, and I now have seed, and I use that seed to sell to other farmers. So I have employees. I understand what it takes to create jobs. I graduated out of high school. Didn't have the opportunity to go to college because we owned land and we were poor and we couldn't apply for loans. I wasn't a good enough athlete to get a scholarship, so I started farming the first year. I went right into farming and I lost money, and so I had to get a job in a sawmill to pay back the debtors that I had debted the fuel people and the fertilizer people. And so then I worked construction for about 10 years. About 8 years, I take that back, and then my love was always with the agriculture, and I had the opportunity to always help my father on the weekends, and so I went into, I decided to quit the construction business and go into farming full time, and that was the poorest 5 years of my life. I started Big Valley Seed Company, and I started selling seed to other farmers, and I started growing my business, and in that time, the local farmers came to me and said, "Brian, we need somebody to sit on the Farm Service Agency Board, which is a board that represents agriculture people." And I said, "You know, I'm really poor right now. I don't have time, and I'm not interested." And they kept coming back. And finally, one of them said, "Brian, just sign this piece of paper." Well, it was a nomination paper. And they networked, and I won that election, and I served on the Farm Service Agency Board. It was my first opportunity to be in serving the people as far as an elected position. About 8 months later, our county supervisor retired, and those same people came knocking at my door. That was 17 years ago, and I ran for office, and I've served on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for the last 16 years.
And so you were elected when you were, what, 29 to the Board of Supervisors?
I was running for office when I was 29. My birthday's in September. I won in the primary in June, and when I actually started office, I was 30 years old. So I'm 46 today. I'm on my 16th year on the Board of Supervisors. I'm the chair. I've accomplished a lot of things as a supervisor. I've had the opportunity to serve all the districts, counties that I'm going to represent as the assembly district through the Regional Council of Rural Counties. We are the rural counties. We lobby to the state because the state passes laws that one size fits all, but it doesn't fit for us. So we try to lobby to them. I was chairman of that in 2003. I've also had the opportunity to serve at the national level, the Western Interstate Region for NAIC, National Association of Counties, there was two supervisors picked from the state of California, and I was one of those two. Worked on public lands issues. Now, Lassen County has 68% of its land masses owned by the federal and state governments, so mainly the Federal Forest Service and BLM. So what they do, or lack of what they do, impacts our counties, and it's likewise for most of the rural counties that we're in. So I served on working on timber issues, mining, water quality, those type of things. And I also had the opportunity in 2010 and 11 to serve on the National Association of Counties Energy, Environment, and Land Use Committee. Now, I was chair. There's 70 members on that board, very liberal, very conservative, and some in the middle. And I was still able to we passed resolutions, and then those resolutions were put in a platform, and that's what we used to lobby to the House and the Senate at the federal level. And so we were able to pass a lot of good resolutions and without compromising my conservative values.
Okay, our guest is Brian Dolly. He was was running for assembly in the 1st District along with, I guess, Rick Bassetti, and pardon me, but there's like three others that whose names just hopped into this that we'll try, and we'll get them all rounded up too. Right now, he has served as the supervisor for Lassen County for District 4 for the last 16 years, if that's correct.
That's correct.
And you know what? What you've also done is you've also kind of outlined that you're just not a farmer out of Lassen County, that you've been serving on a number of boards at the national level. And so you know how these games are played. You're just not coming in here taking straw out of your hair.
Correct. And I've been able to accomplish our county's debt-free. And I don't know of any other agency that can say that.
Why is that? Let's take a break here.
Okay.
I'm going to come back on this. Your county is debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying your bills, and have you had to cut back on?
Oh, yes. We've had to do a lot of things to balance our budget. The law says we have to have a balanced budget, but in a balanced budget, that doesn't say you can't have debt. So a lot of people balance their budget using debt to balance it. In Lassen County, we balance our budget with no debt, and we've been working for some time to get that achieve that goal. And what we've been able to do is, I've been on the board long enough to remember the dot-com boom took off, and then the housing boom, and all the while that there was revenues coming in, you know, at the state level, they created new programs and spent the money instead of paying down debt. In Lassen County, we paid the debt, kept focused on our debt, and that's why we're debt-free at this time. And we have a reserve. So when times are good, we do the same thing as we do on the farm. We save a little back for the rainy day or buy something that's a good piece of equipment, same thing at the county. Now, in Lassen County, we do not have fancy buildings. And
we're going to have to take a break here. You've got a lot of things. No, Brian, you've got a lot of things. It's your first time on.
I'm inspired.
Okay. You know, we're going to be talking water rights, federal land, gun rights, private property rights, because these are all questions that are really important to the people up here in the North State. I want to hear what you say about them. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, or a solar power company here in Redding. And I'd followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:24 in the morning. Hey, we want to talk about North Valley Bank was named Business of the Year in 2011. And one of the reasons it does is because it is a community bank, and the people in the bank support different community endeavors. Chamber of Commerce at the Chamboree event announced them as Business of the Year. Huh. What can you say about it? You know, if you're going to do business with a bank, you want a local bank. That's all I can say, my friends. You use a local bank. You know these huge multi-corporation banks don't really care about you. The ones that care about you are the ones here in town that you get to know the people. You walk in, you feel like it's Cheers. All right, North Valley Bank. Our guest is Brian Dolly, who is running for the Assembly, the 1st District. And when we say that, Brian, why are you running?
Well,
I mean, you've obviously got a full-time job, plus being a supervisor. Why are you running for this spot?
Well, Carl, that's a great question, and I'm happy to answer that. In my business, I'm being regulated to death, and I'm worried for the opportunity to be able to hand my land down to my children. And so, you know, the main reason is I don't want to look my children in the eye 10, 15 years from now, and as we're broke and we're headed towards socialism, I don't want them to be able to say, Dad, what did you do? I want to stand up and be counted. And in that, I have the opportunity to, with my business background and with my time I've spent on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, I believe that I can bring change to at the state level. And at the end of the day, we need to grow ourselves out of debt. I mean, we need to cut back. There's too much spending at the state level. There's a waste of our tax dollars. But more importantly, we need to take regulation off of business so that they can create jobs. And in creating jobs, it will grow the revenue and it will bring more resources to the state.
Can you give some examples of how you would cut spending at the state level?
Yes, I will. We can first start off by not spending too much on... let me give you an example. In Lassen County, in 1997, the state took over the court system, and in doing that, they took it from the counties and they built a courthouse in Lassen County. There's 26,000 people in Lassen County, and the $40 million courthouse there. Now, right across the street is the Walmart, and they did it for a few million dollars and built twice as much square footage. So we can cut by taking away some of the boards that the governor has appointed. We need to do some. We need to look at pension reform. We need the unfunded liabilities that are out there. We need to focus on those. There's about $500 billion that the state owes in unfunded liability. That's something that we've been able to take care of at Lassen County. So the trick though is to grow industry and grow private jobs, which pays for the public side of the services that we use.
And in doing that, let me give you an example of what happened on in my business, in the farming business. I own trucks, and we move commodities around. And in 2015, the 2,000-year-old Kenworth truck I have will be regulated out. I'll have to replace it. I put a $15,000 to $20,000 filter on it for air quality, which is AB 32 regulation, which is the global warming bill that was signed into law a few years back. That's what's killing.
We've heard of this one of many people like yourself, Brian, that are small business owners that have diesel trucks. It's going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, and so those of us in business can do math. If the tax rate's 15% and at the state level and 30% at the federal level, and if you're lucky enough to have a profit, you know you're going to pay that tax. But as you go down your business plan, you weren't expecting to have to replace a tractor that may be a $150,000 tractor because of which is not wore out and works perfect because of the regulation, the air quality regulations that come in. And not on top of that, we have water quality. We have a lot of those issues out there. As I've been out campaigning, the number one thing that you hear from business folks is not taxes. That's the second thing. But number one is regulation. And that can be from the air quality folks. It can be from water quality. It can be from your payroll taxes. Those are the things that we need to focus in on. And when I get down to Sacramento, I'm not interested in passing any new laws. I'm interested in taking laws off the books and unshackling the regulations that we have on our business folks and letting them do what they do and keeping government out of their lives.
Well, I recommend people calling 605-4567. If you have a question for Brian, he is running for Assemblyman for 1st District. This is a perfect time here. We are live on KCNR. This is not a pre-recorded show, and so we like to take it live, and you can also text us. So if for some reason you can't get through the chat pack, we're looking that we do have conversations going on in the chat pack now, which is KCNR 1460. Do give a call and ask a question for Brian while we've got him here on the air. We've got the last 30 minutes here with Brian Daly, who is our running for Assembly 1st District. Is it Daly or Dolly?
Daly. You said it perfect.
Daly, like that. Yeah. Like
Daly, like Dilly Daly, not Dolly.
Yeah.
Which
Brian
I did.
Daly. Okay, Daly.
We'll get that part right here. Just real quick, because we've only got like 30 seconds. Gun rights.
Gun control is hitting what you're shooting at.
There you go. Conceal carry, okay?
Yeah. No. You mean
Conceal carry? I mean the way the laws are. If you pass the laws and all that, you support the right for concealed carry?
Yes, I want you to be able to. I think you should be able to carry without having to go get a permit.
There you go. Okay, Brian Daly, running for Assembly, 1st District. We're going to take a quick break here for the news, and we'll be right back. If you got questions, we'll get to them right back, because we're going to be talking to him about water and federal use and land use and our own water rights. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. The soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians meeting with his lawyer at Fort Leavenworth.
Attorney John Henry Brown knows he has a big job ahead representing Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. Formal charges in the Afghan massacre are expected this week. If the case does go to trial, one official tells the AP it would be held in the U.S. Brown says he looks forward to reviewing all the evidence, including Sergeant Bales' medical records.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Apple deciding to share some of its billions in cash reserves with investors.
We also believe it will broaden Apple's investor base by attracting new investors who don't currently own Apple stock.
CEO Tim Cook says the quarterly dividend program will start at $2.65 a share. Apple also launching a $10 billion share buyback program next fiscal year.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Apple stock up 45% so far this year. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green. Interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Axner's Excavating, Family Carpet, Melinda's Interiors, or NorCal Satellite Emporium, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Body. 35 in the morning, March the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, the guys down there give great discounts because they give great haircuts. Great haircuts, great prices, but also great discounts to seniors and military. Catch up on your reading. They support our community, DC, Tim, and Lon, just as so many others of our advertisers do. And just remember that Cypress Square Barbershop is man's last stronghold. Says so right on the window there, and is absolutely true. Come in, sit down, catch up in your conversation, get a great haircut. I'll be going down there this weekend. I'm going to force Bad Bob to do the same thing. Hey, our guest today is Brian Daly. He's running for the Assembly 1st District. He's the supervisor of District 4 in Lassen County, and we've been kind of catching up on who he is and why he's running. Let's talk about water, because there's a couple of questions here. Water is to fight for, that's what's happening right now. What's your thoughts on this?
I can tell you a lot about water. And, you know, I mentioned my grandfather in the homestead in Siskiyou County. In 2001, the federal government zeroed our water out to our farm over a sucker fish.
Okay, wait a minute. They zeroed the water to your farm. They took all the water away from your farm?
Yes, in 2001.
Because of a fish?
Because of the sucker fish. Now, the sucker fish was in Klamath Lake, and they were trying to preserve the fish, and they needed the water to take care of the fish over our farm. And so now, here we are in 2012, and what are they trying to do in the Siskiyou County on the Klamath? They're trying to take the dams out. Now, the sucker fish is in Klamath Lake, which is a warm water fish. The coho salmon, which they're trying to preserve in the Klamath, is a cold water fish. The water from that water goes down the same river. So is it really about the fish or it's not, folks. It's about private property takings. It's exactly what happened to us in 2001. If it was about the fish, we would be doing something different than taking dams out and taking the water from the farmers. And I got a million examples of where the government is intruding on our private property rights. Let me give you one more example about...
Okay, as soon as you do that, then we have somebody on the line. So
okay.
Give us one more example.
The example is, same for the ranchers that have cattle out on the forest, and they're saying that they're going to list the sage grouse. But we're still...
It's endangered.
It isn't endangered, but they're going to list it, and they want to kick the cattle off of the range. But they're still hunting the sage grouse. So if it was really about the environment and the birds and the fish and the trees, we would be doing things different. We wouldn't be, you know, using the fish to take away our private property rights. Same thing in the forest. If we were serious about our watersheds, we would be cutting trees and not letting it burn and ruining our watersheds that way.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. John Dixon. Good morning, John.
Welcome to
the
show.
Do
you have a question for Brian Daly?
I do. Mr. Daly, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
I've been listening to you, and I'd much rather listen to you than what I've got to say, but I want to direct this conversation a little bit towards border protection and the state's commitment to illegal immigrants, and how you feel about the DREAM Act, and whether you think anything can be done to stop this movement towards giving benefits and encouragement to illegal immigration.
Well, first, I'll tell you that the first thing we need to do is secure the border. That is the very first thing we need to do. And until we secure the border, we're not going to solve any of our problems, because we have to stop them from coming in. In Lassen County, we house them in our prisons. The DREAM Act is, let's take care of our own children first before we take care of illegal folks here. And I believe that we should export those people back. But first, we need to secure the border. And until we do that, we can talk forever, and we won't get anywhere, but we have to secure the border. We have to stop them from coming in.
Couldn't agree with you more. You have my vote and my recommendation. I hope you have a successful campaign. I'll do anything I can to help you out.
You can go to www.briandaly.com and check my website out, and thank you for your participation in this democracy.
I will look at it. Thank you very much.
That's Dahle.
Thanks, John. The fire tax that the Democrats have foisted on us. And by the way, when I say Democrats, and every time I blame the Democrats, it's not because they're just being Democrats. It's because they're the ones in charge of the Senate, the Assembly, and every elected office in California. So if you're going to say something about who controls the state and all of these things, and who appoint the commissioners, who appoint the committees, it's all Democrats. So I'm sorry if the Democrats are out there thinking I pick on Democrats, but I promise you, if this situation was reversed, I'd be picking on Republicans, but this is just really, it's ludicrous at this point. Now we have the fire tax. LaMalfa and Nielsen are fighting.
Okay,
about that. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, it's unconstitutional. That's that simple. You're getting if you pay state income tax, that's the first tax that takes care of CAL FIRE. The second, if you're paying a local fire tax for your local fire district, you're paying again, and now they're trying to put a third tax on you. That's unconstitutional. I believe that's why you don't have a bill yet. And when you do get a bill, if we do get one, I'll be the first one to be going down to Howard Jarvis taxpayers and filing suit. It's unconstitutional. That's why you don't have a bill yet. They can't figure out how to get one to you, because it's an attack on our rural way of life. It's backfill for their budget that they can't settle balance in Sacramento. And it's just an attack on our rural way of life, and I don't believe it's constitutional.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Brian Daly, who's running for Assembly, 1st District. We'll be right back.
One of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo. On Friday, April 6th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games play $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games. Play rock and roll bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, April 6th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Relax and
and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let us do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Casino on Sunday, April 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and roast pork loin. Buffet includes steamed clams, grilled salmon, eggs benedict, along with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $8.99, children 5 to 12, $7.99. Under 4 years, eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Ow, I love this. Makes me want to, like, get up. Okay, touch your toes. 36 degrees. It's going to make you want to rub it up. Partly sunny today with temperatures reaching around 56. Going to maybe about a 60% chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 41. The weather always in the mornings here on KCNR are brought to you by in Anselmo Vineyards, and of course we know that Ann Coulter will be here
Friday,
in Redding
Friday.
On Friday, so do call the ranch. I think they have a few tickets left, 474-5546. But before we go anywhere, I want to tell you about a portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, Tobacco and Brew, and it's one of our lovely places that we like to go to. We're going to be talking about that later on in this week about some of the new FDA laws that are being reviewed, which are really going to affect businesses like Tobacco and Brew. However, it could really harm the industry and their business. We're going to talk about some of those things that are on the books. But they do have new coffee in the store with the Italian Roast and their Portland blend. But the coffee of the month, their special is cookies and cream for 20 ounces, $3. And that's like sweet and creamy with cookie crunches. They also have $5 shirts and leather jackets and marked down 50% in the back. Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
And they support our community in a lot of ways. You know, again, it's a nibbling at the rights of people to do things, like to be able to walk into a humidor and go, I like this. You know, they'd want to keep you from doing that because nanny government. So what do you think about nanny government, Brian?
Well, I always believe that the private sector can do a better job than any government agency can. And it's proven over time. And so I believe that we need to let folks unshackle them and let them have their freedoms and go forth and do well.
Our guest is Brian Daly, who is running for the 1st District Assembly. He is currently the supervisor in District 4 of Lassen County. He has some strong feelings about water rights. Watching what happens. He lost, his family lost their rights to the water in 2001 because of a suckerfish, which is probably an appropriate term because it sucked the water right off your farm.
How'd you guys handle that?
Yeah. You know, the crazy,
yeah, what did you do?
Well, they ended up giving our water, we got back the next year, we got our water back. But the crazy thing is that they tried to poison the suckerfish in the 50s and 60s in the lake to kill it, and they weren't successful. So it's just ironic that, you know, they use that as the tool to take away our private property rights.
Well, how do they go about taking it away and then giving it back?
Well,
did you fight like hell, or
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, well, we fought, and we were able to. It was a huge, thousands of people went up there. We did the Bucket Brigade.
Our time, yeah.
It was televised.
That was some interesting stuff up there. Reservoir gate.
Basically,
yeah.
what we did was we weren't allowed to take water out of the lake, so we actually formed a line of thousands of people, and we took water out of the lake and broke the law. All of us broke the law by what they said we couldn't do, and we passed the buckets clear through Klamath Falls and dumped it into the canal that we were trying to, put the water in. And then folks had opened up the gates, and there was a rebellion up there against the government.
But what happened on that?
The point of the matter is that we have the water. We're still getting the water. We have an allocation of the water. They're still fighting over the coho. This is all tied into the coho.
Sure, it's going to right up to Siskiyou County right now.
Siskiyou County, yeah. So it's still
tied. So you see it happening again.
So they're still, yes. We're still, uncertain about our water.
Okay.
That's our future war, I think, here in America, and on our soil here will be water. And we need to pay very, very close attention with the fine line in some of these bills that are being passed, because it's the passing of the shell game.
Yeah, and it's basically, at the end of the day, I try to bring this back because it's about private property rights. What makes America great is that we have the ability to own something. And if we lose that ability, our freedoms are going to go away. And so we need to stay focused on the fact that it's our private property rights. And it's the same that happens in your home when they tell you how to build your home in certain ways. And you got to be really careful the ability to be able to develop your land or use your right. And they're taking those rights away a little bit all the time, every day.
Realignment. It's really hit us down in Shasta County. What about you all?
Yes, it's going to hit every county. It's the state not being able to balance their budget, and they're balancing on the backs of the counties. What they're doing is they're cost shifting. They're sending the inmates to the counties. We're going to have to house those inmates. Typically in the past, if you were a felon with a one-year sentence, you went to the state prison. Now they're going to, if you have 4 years or less, you're going to be in the county jails. Now what's that going to do to the counties? They're going to send the inmates to us. They're not going to give us the money that we have to take care of those inmates. That's going to impact the general funds for the counties, and at the end of it's going to come down to that general fund is the fund that supplies for your law enforcement, your probation, all the services that counties are mandated
infrastructure.
To give you infrastructure. So you're going to see a big impact at the county levels. Now that's the state cost shifting their duties down to the counties. And, you know, I've been on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years, and the number one thing is public safety. I don't care what other issues out there. When you pick up the phone and dial 911, you want somebody to respond. And in Lassen County, I know that's the truth, and I know that's the truth in all the counties. So you have to have good public safety. And in our case, in Lassen County, our sheriff came to us last year with his budget, laid it out there for us, and we said, you know, Dean, we don't believe that's enough money, because we know that the unemployment rate is, what the state tells us, is 16 points. We believe it's about 20, and when the unemployment rate goes up, so does crime. And so we gave our sheriff an extra $240,000 in his budget, more than he asked for, because we know that public safety is number one.
Okay. We got to take a break here. Our guest is Brian Daly, who's running for Assembly, 1st District. He is a supervisor for District 4 in Lassen County. He's been so since for 16 years. When we come back, we're going to talk. We're going to ask him why we should vote for him instead of somebody else. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in took the midnight train, goes anywhere. Just a city boy.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Back down.
Well, we won't back down. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show was brought to you by Nathan's Anthems.
Tattoos.
That's right. For veterans, this month our friends at Nathan's Anthems are going to are giving away a $300 tattoo to one of our local veterans. A $300 tattoo. It's either a new one. That could be a freshen up one you got from the 60s or 40s or 70s.
Veterans only.
Cover
for
up
the
those
special.
Cover those extra names up you may have, you know, inked onto your chest. But they are there for you 7 days a week at their 1358 Market Street. Go on down and just sign up there on the corner of Market and Tehama. I've also mentioned this ad and get 20% off any tattoo until the end of the month. Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, you know what? When we go down there and check the place out, clean, professional, the people you talk to down there know their job.
Our guest this morning is Brian Daly, and he is running for Assembly District. Tell us again.
District 1.
District 1. And, Brian, one of the questions we asked you at the break was, what makes you different than your opponent? When we go to the polls, you see two names. I remember there's five names, actually.
Right. But and this is an open primary, so you'll get a chance to vote for all the candidates that are in the race. What makes me different? Well, I'm in business, I have employees, and I'm faced with the regulations that are put onto us by the state. I've also been on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for 16 years, and the counties are an extension of the state, and so I've had to deal with those, the issues that the state has pushed down onto the counties, and I've done, in my opinion, a great job. Our county is debt-free. We've funded our unfunded liability, and I want to take those same type of practices that I've been able to cultivate over the 16 years to the state level and balance the budget there, and I want a better future for my children. I have a successful business. I'm not running for this position because I want to have the name as an assembly member. I'm running for the future of my children. And I don't want them to look me in the eye someday and say, Dad, what did you do? When they're totally dead in debt. And so we need to have leaders that do it for the right reasons. And I'm doing it for the right reason. I think you'll find my passion for this job. I'm going to sacrifice the time away from my business and my family to go do what needs to be done in Sacramento. And I'll put up that fight. I need everybody's help out there. I need you to get behind me. I have a website, www.briandaly.com. I have Facebook. Facebook me. You can see how hard I'm working. I'm a farmer. I have calluses on my hands. And I'll work just as hard for you as I do my own children and my own businesses. And it's time for me to make the move. I've done great things in Lassen County with a good board there and good employees. And we need some leadership at the state level, and I'm ready to do it.
All right, okay. We have just a few seconds left. Should we take this call?
Yeah, Dick, we've only got like 2 minutes left, though.
Hey, I understand you're going to be at the Tea Party for a debate tonight. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I'm going to be there. I'm ready to go up against whoever shows up.
And right, and then the other comment is, how did you handle unions, increases in union pay up there?
That's a great question.
We had Dick, thanks a lot.
We had to decrease just like every other agency, but the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, we led by taking a pay cut, the exact pay cut that we asked the employees to take, and we laid the books out there and said, look, if nobody has to go home if we all take a pay cut, and we led by taking it ourselves first, a voluntary pay cut, and they accepted it, and it never made the front page of the paper. The employees realized that what we're up against, and it was simple in Lassen County to get the job done because we led first by taking the pay cuts ourselves.
Okay. All right.
Well, positive note. That was a positive note to end up on.
Lead by example.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian Daly, who is running for the 1st District Assembly.
Gotta come back.
And, yes, thank you will. So much for having me.
Of course,
me.
We'll have you back. And the,
tonight at the Tea Party.
We want the very best representation that we can have that understands the North State and understands public, understands private ownership of property and understands the fact that the government is overreaching and that the government tries to push you into places that they want you and not where you especially want to be. We need somebody that's going to go down to Sacramento and say, look, I want to work with you all, but you've got to work with us too. And so that we want the very best representative. And we've got 5 to choose from here, and I want to make, we will have everybody on so that they can get what they believe, can expound on what they believe, so our listeners can then vote. Can vote with a base of knowledge and not just a 2-second soundbite. Anyway, that's what we're trying to do. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Mark Pierce
Thank
is
you,
going
Brian.
To be here.
Thank you.
And we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking medicine and impacts that Obamacare has. I can't tell you enough the problems that the doctors are facing now, in trying just to take care of people with the overriding government regulations. Did you know that one of their things they have to put down is one of their findings is if you've gotten hurt on burning water skis? Yeah. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.